With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Instead of rising, as many of the experts had been expecting, consumer prices actually fell 0.1% from May to June, according to the government's Consumer Price Index.
Whether you look at the headline or the core, excluding food and energy, these numbers came in better than expected. And consumers are obviously anxious to see better news on prices and inflation, and now they're finally getting it.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick, the Consumer Price Index rose 3% from 1 year ago. Despite millions of illegal aliens coming into the country, 198 House Democrats have voted against a Republican bill that would require Americans to show proof of U.S. citizenship before voting. The House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says it's clear that President Biden and the Democrats want those illegal alien votes. And Republican SAVE Act expected to get bottled up in the Democrat-controlled Senate. President Biden promises a veto in any event. U.S. Senator Democrat Peter Welch of Vermont, along with Democrat partisans George Clooney and Rob Reiner, have joined the call for President Biden to quit the race for the White House. Mr. Biden will try to quiet concerns about his abilities during a late afternoon news conference.
The president will face questions from the White House press corps at the conclusion of the NATO summit. Mr. Biden and his campaign hope to use the event to fend off continued calls for him to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race, given concerns about his age and mental fitness. He has argued he had a bad night at the debate 2 weeks ago and believes a strong performance this afternoon will convince members of his party that he still has the ability both to win in November and to serve a second term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The remnants of Hurricane Beryl triggering flash flooding across parts of upstate New York and New England. On Wall Street, the Dow 5 points higher, the Nasdaq down 149 points. This is SRN News. Christians continue facing severe persecution at the hands of the communist government of Vietnam.
A group of 11 Vietnamese Christians are reported missing after being sentenced to 90 years in prison. According to the Christian Post, these individuals arrested between 2011 and 2016 include 6 Protestants and 5 Catholics, now unaccounted for in the Southeast Asian nation's prison system. All of them were part of the churches that were not officially recognized by the Vietnamese government, which frequently targets such groups under accusations of undermining national unity policy. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Terrorist attacks forcing a denomination to close 70 churches in Nigeria's Plateau State. According to Christian Daily International Morningstar News, many of the congregants have been forced to flee their churches, farms, and homes. Many of those people are ending up in camps for internally displaced people. This is SRN News. The defense has wrapped up closing arguments. Jury deliberations expected to start shortly in the federal corruption trial of Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey.
Menendez attorney Adam Fee told the Manhattan jury the case dies there. He said Menendez was doing his job and doing it well. The government failed to prove the senator's actions were anything other than what elected officials are supposed to do. Menendez is charged with accepting gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash from 2018 to 2022 from 3 New Jersey businessmen and agreed to take official actions that would benefit their interests. Prosecutors pointed out earlier fingerprints were found on tape that sealed up the cash and on envelopes belonging to one of the businessmen and to Menendez. I'm Ed Donahue.
A pilot died when her single-engine fire plane crashed in a Montana reservoir while scooping up water to fight a nearby wildfire. More details, SRNNews.com.